Julio Diaz was walking in New York City one afternoon when he was jumped by a young man with a knife who said, "Give me all your money." Julio did just that. When the boy took off, Julio yelled, "Hey kid, it's a little cold. Do you want my jacket too?" The boy was a little bewildered, but he accepted his offer. Then Julio went further. "I'm about to get something to eat. Want to join me?" Sure enough, they shared a meal. When the time came to pay the bill, Julio said, "I'd love to treat you, but you have my wallet." The boy gave the wallet back. Then Julio asked, "Can I have your knife too?" He got that too. Who knows whose life was saved in that encounter? Here's a story from halfway around the world. Ari, a teacher at a private school in the country of Sri Lanka, was concerned that his students didn't have much appreciation for their less wealthy neighbors. So he found a village of extremely poor families whose daily lives were miserable, and he took his students to work side by side with him. Together they built a road, fixed houses and irrigation ditches, and eventually a preschool and a village bank. For more than 60 years, Ari organized thousands of the same kind of work camps. He just died at the age of 92, but his work definitely continues. Who knows how many lives have been saved? Anything keeping you from doing things like Julio and Ari? Read Daily Good on the internet to inspire you to try. I'm Rick Brooks, and that's my perspective.